Hello, welcome back to another BTKJ podcast. My name is Andrew Travis, followed by
Jeremy Jones,
Braden Shields,
KJ Minifin.
Today, we will be looking into the text, Where is Here? My Son Brings in Joy, Fear, and Wendigo. We will see how all of these texts have some level of uncertainty that creates a sense of fear in the reader.
First, we will be summarizing three different texts, a poem, an article, and a story.
The first read we will be summarizing falls under the name of Where is Here? The story starts off with a very strange and odd man. The odd man was circling in the property trying and wondering if he could come in for a visit. The father let the man enter the house. However, the mother was very paranoid. The man was feeling and talking about how the house is the same as it was before he left. The man was given a tour of the house. During the tour, the man felt a strange pulling sensation towards the basement, which made him want to revisit the basement before he left.
The following read, Why Do Some Brains Enjoy Fear, explains in vivid detail why some human beings enjoy the natural high or adrenaline rush from being frightened or put in a scary situation. This is backed up by many different studies and scientific research done by important scientists like Dr. Margie Kerr and David Zoll. The university where the research was conducted is Robert Morris University.
The final text is a poem called Wendigo, filled with imagery and many literary devices. This poem has described how the Wendigo is speaking to a child, attempting to lure them into the woods, looking for the first child who is trying to hide in the brush so they are not eaten. The poem takes a weird turn to the Wendigo licking and clawing at the children while they are trying to escape.
Next, we will be explaining how uncertainty in stories creates a sense of fear.
The story, Where's Here? By Joyce Carol Oates includes the quote, On the doorstep, he had one final request. He wanted to see the basement, just to sit on the stairs, in the dark, for a few quiet minutes, and you could close the door and forget me, and your family could have your dinner. This quote creates fear because of the uncertainty that it brings in not knowing why the stranger wants to stay in the basement alone in the dark, and what memories he might have that make him feel moved towards the basement. It also creates uncertainty because throughout the story, he talks about how he lived in the house a long time ago. It creates fear with the history of the house and what might have happened there to traumatize the strange man.
The next article that will explain on how uncertainty creates fear is Why Do Some Brains Enjoy Fear? By Allegra Ringo. The quote that includes uncertainty is, The chemicals that are released during the fight or flight can work like glue to build stronger memories, flashbulb memories, of scary experiences. And if you're too young to know the monsters are fake, it can be very dramatic and something you'll never forget in a bad way. The quote explains how uncertainty creates the fear because it explains the reasoning behind your feelings in a situation that is scary or that you don't know if it is real or not real. The sense of uncertainty can make you wonder if you are in actual danger or if you are just overreacting. The fear that you are experiencing will most likely make you remember or be traumatized by the event for the rest of your life, causing you to avoid these types of situations in the future.
The Wendigo by Louise Erdrich says, New one, I have come for you, child high and lie still. This quote creates uncertainty because we are unaware as to why the Wendigo came after the child in the first place and why the Wendigo wanted to kill the child anyway. It also leaves an open storyline to how the kid got into the woods in the first place and what his purpose being there was. This text causes the reader to be invested in the poem and fear for the outcome of the child's interaction with the Wendigo, and wonder what the purpose for the attack, along with how many victims there have been before this child.
Thank you for listening to another BTKJ podcast. We hope you liked us speaking on how does a sense of uncertainty help to create an atmosphere of fear, and how it is found in most stories to aid in the feelings produced by the person reading the story. Which story do you believe shows the most uncertainty and creates the most fear in the reader? And have you ever been uncertain about a situation that caused you to have an increased sense of fear, even if it wasn't dangerous? Hope we see you again from BTKJ. Thank you for your time.